have some interesting topics to talk about, but some things I want to bring up. Most of what I'm going to read, it's something I wrote. It's based on my own observations and my own thoughts. It is not something that people should take literally to heart in such a way where you get angry or upset by it. But these are feelings and thoughts that I wanted to express. That's I've seen in my life, and not everybody's life is exactly the same, and not everybody sees the same things. I don't want it to become a conspiracy theory, but more of a personal observation. When you allow things to become a conspiracy theory, you have a tendency to cause division amongst people. And that division is what causes a lot of hate. And that hate is really bad for us, and the anger that goes with it is also really unhealthy. So we do not need this unhealthiness. But just to be willing to hear somebody out on their own point of views and their own thoughts, we're not here to completely judge the person who's sharing their thoughts. But I hope it does make you think and reevaluate certain things in your own life. But at the same time, to get educated for yourself, not go by somebody else's words. When you're so busy listening to other people and believing what they say, and I know I've had topics before about conspiracy thinking. Maybe I didn't go that far into it because there's so much involved in it and how we can trick ourselves so easily. And sometimes we have that superhero complex in our thinking. I've been one always interested in prophecies. So this kind of has a related prophecy in it, but in different wordings and in different ways. It's mixed with my thoughts, so it's very different of what I wrote. So I hope this does not offend anybody, because I'm not out there to offend anyone. I just want to make people think for themselves. In such a way, wondering why I think these ways, wondering where these thoughts are coming from. And if I could get you to do that, I can get you to think for yourself and not follow anybody else. I used to always tell my daughter and students to become a drummer, to walk to your own beat. I used to say that and started hearing other people coming out with it. There was a reason why I used to say that. Don't be a follower. Be the leader. But be the best example you can be and the most decent human being you can be. Because when you follow or continue a cycle, you're not beating to your own drum. You're not walking with that. You're actually beating and walking to somebody else's, and you're following their lead. When people share their conspiracy thinkings in such a way that it's a definite evidence and definite proof, that thinking has a way of turning people into followers. Can't do that. So let's not be a follower. Let's not take what I say as literal, but have it to where you question why I think this way and where it's coming from, but not to judge or point a finger thinking, oh, it's all this bad stuff here. No, 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 no. Everyone's entitled to their own thoughts, but we're also entitled to question, why do they think that way? I wonder what caused them to think in that way. Look at it in a professional point of view, not in a judgmental point of view. And if you're not sure how to do that, I will let you know that you can educate yourself on learning how to have that professional type of thinking instead of the judgmental type of thinking. Maybe my thoughts, I will be honest, might be a little bit judgmental, a little bit. But they're just thoughts, things that I've seen, things how I see certain things are correlated, but they're just mine that I would love to share. So, the way I look at it, these observations or thoughts are mine. Whether it's completely true or not, they're mine. And I don't need anybody to take that as literal, a definite fact, but more of questioning. And that's what I'd rather have people to be doing. Because the more you do, you will find your own answers. But a leader in your own life. Now, on that note, I titled this Cyber Acts and the Government's Harlots. There's a reason why I gave it this title. So, as I read on, you'll see and understand why I gave it that title in the first place. Okay, let's begin. Cyber war has become a place where children play awful games with lives of others. Shutting down school sites for those that are doing online schooling, attacking other businesses because of something selfish and stupid. Families are being targeted way too much. The abuse of electronics is happening. All of this is because one country started their takeover another country. It's bad, and people have lost a lot due to the selfishness of the world, leaders, and government. Look at what we did with those lives who were Hispanic. We put them in cages. No better when what Russia is doing to Ukraine's country by blowing people's homes and families. There is no excuses for harming others. Selfishness, jealousy, strife, and hate, and the thinking that they have a right to wipe out other groups of people because they think their way is better and that they are more superior to other races and use others to do their self-bidding are the causes of all world problems. Money and hate, greed and self-dominance is their gods. So once people say enough and not allow the leaders of the world to continue with their chaos, then maybe we have a chance to develop human exception. Not looking at race, country, and gender or differences in general. All world leaders, you have shown us the heart of your lies and the hate you all have produced. You lie to your citizens and cause divisions of the human race. You all have failed us all over the world. This is why God has truly left you all. Continue thinking that God takes sides honestly, you don't really know God at all. Religion has become a tool for allowing the selfish acts of others and the harlot of the government that shares its lies with the beast and those who claim to have God on their side, and to those that oppose them and who do not practice their lies in hypocritical ways. While they mock other Christians and protest in the so-called name of God, while they hurt and kill with lies told to the world and use their religion to manipulate the world. So no more lies to your citizens. We all had enough of the selfish teachings of others. You all will be the doom of humanity if we keep this war going in the hate in our hearts. Besides the war in our own country, these are reckless acts of the selfish and fake people who are not human at all. Freedom of religion does not exist, because if it did, there would not be any need to dominate other religions to satisfy their own desires to rule or gather more sheep or followers in competition of one another. As I stated in the beginning of this, I hope it does not bother anybody or cause any form of conspiracy thinking. This is my own opinion. These are my thoughts. Whether it's going towards the road of it, but honestly, the things that I have seen and heard all over television, the things that I have witnessed in my own personal life, that's where all this thinking comes from. I have seen out here where I live, religions bashing one another, and one saying they're the true religion. But honestly, I will say this, I personally do not believe there is a true religion, because I have not seen anything good in any religion, period. I always see ones trying to dominate others or bash and talk bad about others who are different than themselves, or even of each other when there's different dominations of Christians. And it's so funny they use the word domination, because they do. They try to dominate one another. And I'm sorry, I want to laugh. It's hilarious. It's like, why? Why would you do that? If you were a person of God, doesn't it say love thy enemy as thyself? Doesn't it say that we cannot be judges? That it's God who's only the judge, and if we're too busy going around judging, then we're no better than the rest of the world that does it, and we're no better than our spiritual leaders that do that, or the government. And if we protest, supposedly chosen by God, aren't we following the path of an antichrist type person? There is no human being that can protest or proclaim that they are chosen by God when God himself has not stated it. Literally. Wouldn't he announce it? I remember reading that some signs of an antichrist is that they will proclaim to be chosen or to follow God and prophesy in God's name. But Jesus will turn around and tell them, I do not know you, to get away. Basically, as I put in my own words, that was my understanding of it. And every time I watch certain things, I love learning about prophecies. I see things that for myself that I never thought I would see or notice. Every detail. This is why another reason why I took art, because art teaches you to observe details, things that you would normally not look at. So that's something else people could start doing and using for your work. Get into art. You would start learning certain things, whether it's drawing, clay making, doesn't matter. Any form of it, coloring books. You start looking at details in such a way you see holes in things. See missing pieces. I kind of, in my own life here where I live, I was seeing that, and it made me question why and where did it come from and how this thinking started and why do they need to dominate others or make themselves the number one religion. When this country was based on freedom of religion, or at least supposedly. And governments themselves, if you think about it, why do they proclaim all this good stuff and might maybe do one or two good things, depending, and it's just, I'm just saying one or two, I don't know how many really that they have some of them done, but it really doesn't count. Because it's behind the scene things that they cover up or lie about or deny that really affects us as people the most. Our country is based on the blood of innocents. Our country was based on those who were here before us. If we're so busy forgetting that on who started the disaster of this whole colonization business of colonials, we're going to forget how to really truly be human beings and know what it means to accept other human beings. We'll be too stuck in the past, and we might not believe that we are. But the way of the thinking, the bad thinking of the past, has a way of sticking around in our minds because it gets taught to us from family members. And we never really take the time to analyze ourselves. This is my analyzation of this article. Now, the question I did ask you guys is, as I read this, why I gave it the title Cyber Acts and the Government's Harlots, I've always seen religions themselves, so-called Christianities, no matter who they are, as the harlots, and the government's the beast, and the cyber acts that go on are part of the beast. None of them are good. If there was, why are families being attacked so much? Why all the scamming and hacking, or people out there pretending to be celebrities to get cards and stuff from other people, or money, or just have to get into somebody's phone and take over their accounts? Why? So that is part of the beast. And for me, I see it as part of the beast. There's always going to be some form of off-branch. Always. So take the time to analyze yourself. Take the time to figure out where your thinking's coming from. And if you want to think about where my thinking's coming from, be more than happy to talk about it. Talk about it as decent human beings, not as you're here to judge me or I'm here to judge you. Thoughts can be shared without the hatred. Thoughts can be shared without the violence. And thoughts can be shared without judging one another. That's where we begin to find acceptance. That's where we begin to understand ourselves and one another. And to realize we cannot judge somebody if we've never walked in their shoes. But if we're so busy trying to judge another person and tell them what they need to do, stop and think. Have you walked in their shoes? Do you really know what's going on in their life? Have you seen the things behind those closed doors? And if you haven't, you have no place to tell somebody how to run their life. If you yourself can't even take care of the things you need to do. This is why we need to really put ourselves on check. And why I think religion itself and the government should put themselves on check every time. Bashing one another is not helping. That's part of division and chaos. We don't want to cause hurt in this world. We've done enough. As a human race, we have done enough to one another. The only way is to stop is one person has to take that stand and say, enough's enough. One person leaves, eventually, hopefully, the rest do. And then the wars and everything that goes on in this world will stop. But it's going to take that one person to start it. Are you a follower or a leader? Food for thought. Are you a person that beats to somebody else's drumbeat or your own? Are you willing to change your thinking and to find a positive way to look at things that won't be harmful to another person or yourself? Are we going to be part of the mocking of others? Are we that obsessed to be martyrs? Have we ourselves been acting like the devil? Excuse to do what's wrong. And no excuse to say it's so hard to do what's right. You just have to teach yourself how. Before you know it, when you do, and you take those steps, it's really not that hard. We jinx ourselves every time. We were taught that by our leaders. We were taught that by people in our homes. Sadly, we were also taught that by religious leaders too. Any leaders of authority have not taught us or teached us the right way. So, we need to make up our minds very quickly and very soon. And start really becoming the scientist that we need in our lives and start looking at things with a different pair of eyes. So I hope I left some food for thought, and I hope you guys understand that this was not my intention to cause any harm, but to cause thinking. share my own thoughts. You guys are all wonderful. I appreciate every single listener that has listened to my podcast. Your support means a great deal. But I also hope that this gives you guys a little more insight on ourselves, mostly, and those around us. To all of you, I hope you have a wonderful morning, a great afternoon, and an excellent evening.